You pay. Join as a bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, silver, gold, and platinum members automatically get bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards Program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's calling it Spygate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Trump just tweeted it could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. Of course, referring to his campaign, possibly infiltrated by the FBI. Republicans have demanded answers, and two top lawmakers might get them in a meeting tomorrow.
The White House chief of staff will not attend the meeting he arranged between the FBI director, national intelligence director, and House Republican chairman Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy. Democrats are also not expected to be there.
It's unprecedented, it's outrageous, and it has overtones of things that would be done in a banana republic.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says if Republicans are going, their Democratic counterparts should as well. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Later today, the president will go to New York's Long Island to focus on battling MS-13, a gang with many members who are illegal immigrants. Last night at a pro-life gathering, he said,
Nancy Pelosi came out in favor of MS-13. She wants them to be treated with respect.
Referring to the outrage last week when the president called the gang members animals. Democrats believed he was talking about all of those who are undocumented, which he denies. Two Democrats are hoping to make history in two states after winning primaries. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Atlanta lawyer Stacey Abrams won the Democratic gubernatorial primary in Georgia, giving her the chance to become the first black female governor in history.
We are writing the next chapter of Georgia's future.
A runoff will decide which Republican will take on Abrams this fall. In Texas, Lupe Valdez became the first openly gay and Latina nominee for governor in Texas history.
Together, we're going to make it happen. A stronger and fairer Texas.
Valdez taking on incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Dave.
Rachel, charges could be revealed today against three teenagers in Maryland arrested in the killing of a police officer. A 16-year-old's already charged with murder. Police say Daunta Harris escaped house arrest and ran over the officer in a stolen Jeep as she interrupted a burglary. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump has tweeted quite often this morning, and one of the messages was about China. He wrote, our trade deal's moving along nicely, but in the end, we'll probably have to use a different structure in this that will be too hard to get done and verify results after completion. There's a chance the president will not sit down with North Korea's leader June 12th.
President Trump said Tuesday during a meeting with South Korean President Moon that his historic meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be delayed, and he suggested that this is a great opportunity for Kim if he agrees to denuclearize his country.
North Korea has a chance to be a great country, and it can't be a great country under the circumstances that they're living right now.
Questions have grown over whether the diplomatic talks will go on as planned next month in Singapore due to recent criticism from Pyongyang over joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Well, on Wall Street, stocks could fall again today. Futures were down pretty big the morning after the Dow dropped 178 points. You might have read his books. A famed American novelist has died.
He scorned convention and always did it with a sense of humor. Philip Roth, author of more than 25 books, has passed away at the age of 85. He won the Pulitzer Prize for his American Pastoral and raised a lot of eyebrows with Portnoy's complaint. And in the romantic Goodbye Columbus, Roth brought his ability to knock conformity to the big screen.
I know what I don't want to do. I don't want to spend the rest of my life rubbing around for money as if nothing else in the world existed.
Roth had a tough life at times, suffering from depression, and he was often criticized by feminists as well as fellow Jews for some of his characters. But the realism and blunt force satire in his writing won over millions of readers. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In the NBA, Houston beat Golden State 95-92 to tie the Western Conference Finals 2 games apiece. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I am live. I am a hardworking man. I'm at 906 West Bradley Champaign, Car X Tire and Auto. I'm Stevie J, and I'm going to turn this place upside down. News brought to you by Gina Johnson in her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two people have been arrested following a mid-morning shooting in the Urbana Business District. The News Gazette says the situation started at about 10:15 in the morning when two men got off a bus. Police said the men crossed the street, a van pulls up, and two guys start chasing the primary intended target. A lot of law enforcement turned out on the scene, and police found the Champaign man they think was the intended victim and a woman who was with him. Neither was injured. 22-year-old Kendale Stevenson Peoples was found and arrested. So was 23-year-old Michael C. Smith. A former Illini national champion wrestler faces DUI charges. Police said 25-year-old Jesse Delgado of Champaign was found passed out drunk in a vehicle last week. The vehicle was running at the time. After being awakened, he told police officers he had been out drinking the previous night and he was given 2 tickets for DUI. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Yes, since my book, Let's Make It a Habit, came out, I have been leading in-person workshops in various types of businesses, including for-profit, non-profit, and academic institutions. I teach audiences how to deal with negativity using humor and compassion. I present a realistic approach to instilling good habits to get the good things back in our lives, while also focusing on ways to learn daily habits that help us overcome negativity and move forward.
Visit letsmakeitahabit.com. Previously on Tay and Carp.
The one thing I'll say about the Cubs is I'm not worried about their offense coming around.
You know, when the Cubs won it 2 years ago and you looked at that roster and you thought, wow, you
right?
know, they are set. Even if it's not your favorite team, dynasties are interesting. Because worst case, you're rooting against them, right?
Yes.
So if there's a team that seems to always make it, you might be annoyed, but secretly, you're probably going to be that much more likely to watch the game.
You are, because you want to beat them.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from fighting a line night to Cubs, Cards, and Sox, right here on ESPN 93.5.
With pain or previously tried physical therapy without success, the Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey, it's brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with 2 locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Well, how do we look, Diane?
Sunshine today with a high 85 expected. 60-hour low tonight, up to 88 tomorrow. Again, a sunny day. Friday, we'll wrap up the week with a high 90, low 67. Currently 61 on ESPN 93.5.
Live at CarX, I'm a hardworking man today. We'll talk about what I'm going to be doing after 9 on Facebook Live. Stand by for all of the excitement. Well, happy to welcome to our program the Honorable Judge Jeffrey B. Ford. Honorable Judge Jeffrey B. Ford. Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm at CarX Tire and Auto. I'm going to be working in the area of cars and things after I'm done at 9. What are the odds that I'll actually help a vehicle, Judge?
You know, I do a lot of lawsuits, civil lawsuits, and I would say you stay away from them.
Thank you, sir. I will take your advice. I've
Keep
got a
you
mentor.
Out of court.
Yeah, thank you, because they're giving me the title of General Service Technician in Training. I like the title. It's very important sounding. Okay, Jeff, you've done some important work in our county for a very long time. Would you sign up for another 20 years of being a judge? Is that what I'm understanding? Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Well, you know what the thing is? I did sign up for retention, so I'll be on the ballot in November.
Did you really? I thought you were thinking about that whole thing.
I have been, but I haven't finished all the things I need to do for drug court, and I need to get that done before I retire.
Wow. Jeff Ward has been a judge for how many decades now? Three?
At the end of June, I'll finish 33 years.
Come on, man. Is that right? That's crazy. I've known Judge for a long time. He's a heck of a guy, a strong, tremendous force in our community who now will be conducting the 38th Champaign County Drug Court Class graduation. That's today. What the world? I mean, has it been that many? And why and how did you start the whole concept of this, Judge?
Really, I knew nothing about drug court when I took over traffic court in 91. But it just seemed to me at that time that we weren't really doing anything with DUIs. So before I took over traffic court, about 6 months before, I started meeting with people. And I set up the way we were going, a strategy to handle drug court or DUIs, but it was to bring in outside people to get help, to get information from the treatment, which is basically the drug court model. I just didn't know I was doing it because the first drug court had started a year before I started putting this together, and that was in Miami. Just made sense. My feeling was is that if what we're doing is not right, what we need to start doing is changing behavior. And the best way to do that was to give the defendants a plan of what they should do, how they should do it, and then monitor it. Because without monitoring, nothing works.
Okay. So what's the recidivism of all that? What are you doing? How many fall back into it?
Well, not everybody graduates. It's a very tough program. The philosophy here is we just don't want to clean you up for a year or two. What we want to do is try and change your behavior for the rest of your life. So our recidivism rates, I haven't checked them recently, but we were beating the national models 1, 2, and 5 years out.
Well, okay, good stuff. All right, so when you are in front of somebody who is obviously troubled and they've got addiction issues, you probably, Judge Jeff Ford, you probably heard it all, have you not?
Well, I have a team of people that we work with. There's clinicians and a number of other people, and all of us put together have probably heard everything.
And there's some ridiculous stuff, and there's some heart-wrenching, awful stuff. I mean, you know, sometimes people don't choose parents, and you don't have much guidance in your life, and you fall in early. And it's got to be, how does it not get you at night when you go home and you're trying to leave the office at work? It's kind of sticks with you, doesn't it?
Well, let's start with the thing that a lot of research is out these days, and a lot of people get involved with substances and or mental illness because of prior trauma. Mm. So what we have to do and the clinicians have to do and everybody on the team has to do is earn trust and respect from people who lie and manipulate to live their lives, and that's how they live. When we can get that, we can start digging deep into why they use. So even some of the ridiculous stuff now, a lot of it comes from past trauma. And you know, if you could reach somebody and you see that light turn on and all of a sudden their behavior changes, it's great. But sometimes, you know, we have arguments 20 minutes on one person sometimes as to how we can best help that person. And you just don't know. And sometimes you just kind of sit back and think, are we doing the right thing? But it's our best judgment. And it's people with a lot of years of experience trying to get this done.
Now, you ever stop and think, you know, the generations you've changed?
That's part of the plan. A lot of these people, and the hardest group to get to is the 18 to 25-year-old, especially male. But the feeling, my feeling is that that's their childbearing years, too, where they start having kids. And if we can start changing their behavior, then we can keep families together, keep kids in school, have people working, not just a man in and out of the household or never know who's coming there. And yeah, you can change generations with that if you can get it done right with the right people.
Well, listen, congratulations. You've done a heck of a job, Judge. So the graduation today, what time and where and can people come?
2:30, Urbana Civic Center. Yep. We can always set up more chairs. We'll have cake and punch at the end. You can talk to some of the graduates. Should have a lot of family there because the family is usually very proud of getting their husband, child, parent back, which they hadn't seen in years or decades.
And sometimes, Jeff, you have people extraordinarily mad at you, and then that'll flip, and a few years later, they hug you.
Well, let's put it this way. Since the early 90s, when I started with DUI, I would get word back from AA or NA that the first 3 or 4 months, they knew it was somebody from me because I had all sorts of adjectives and adverbs attached to my name. But after a while, all of a sudden, it changed, and they were thanking me at those meetings.
Didn't realize you could grow a vocabulary a little broader with your
words. Yeah, I've got a lot of words that are associated with my name.
Hey, listen, I'm just proud to know you. Good job. Way to go.
Thank you very much.
You're the best. I appreciate your time, Jeffrey. Good job.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Judge Jeffrey B. Ford, Champaign County judge who got this drug court going and has really done a heck of a job helping lives and kind of turning generations around. ESPN 93.5, live at CarX. I'm on Bradley. I'm a hardworking man today. Let's check your morning sports headlines. ESPN 93.5 with Diane Ducey.
All right, Stevie, the Big Ten tournament from Omaha, Nebraska has number 4 seed Illinois facing a number 5 seed Indiana tonight in the 9 o'clock hour. Along with that game, Bryn Spillane, Big Ten Player of the Year in the lineup. Good stuff, go Illini. Kansas City beat St. Louis yesterday. That final was 5-1. We've got a day game today here on ESPN 93.5. First pitch will happen around 12:15. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Last night as the Cardinals faced Kansas City starter Jason Hamill 0-5, Hamill got the better of Luke Weaver in a 5-1 Kansas City victory. Hamill gave up one run on 9 hits over 7 innings. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 6. He hit a batter. The Cardinals scored their run in the first inning, so Jose Martinez and Marcelo Zuna were credited with a double steal, with Martinez stealing home as Salvador Perez's throw to third base was dropped by Mike Moustakas. But the Royals got a run in the second on a Gordon home run, a run in the fourth. Salvador Perez hit a home run in the sixth, and Greg Holland gave up 2 ninth-inning runs. Kansas City evened the series at a game apiece with a 5-1 victory. Jason Hamill 1-5 over Luke Weaver 3-4. And today the Cardinals send Michael Wacha after his 6th win against right-hander Jacob Junis, 5-3. We're on the air at 11:20 from Busch Stadium.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Boy, Cleveland pounded the Cubs 10-1 yesterday. 7:05, we've got another game on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox won. They beat Baltimore 3-2 yesterday. They're in action at 7:10. Cleveland will host Boston in Game 5 tonight in the NBA Series. An exciting game yesterday. James Harden for the Rockets, 30 points. Houston wins 95-92. That series tied at 2 apiece. And in NHL action, tied at 3 apiece. Washington is at Tampa Bay for that forced Game 7 tonight. Someone's going home without that quest for the Stanley Cup in their hearts. That's pretty much sports for this hour, okay. Stevie. ESPN 93.5.
I want to mention Parkland College is tied for second in their quest for a golf national championship down in Foley, Alabama. So that's going on round 3 today of 4 rounds. U of I golf team, men's golf team plays coming up this weekend in the national championship in Oklahoma. And also, I think Cleveland is at Boston, if I'm not mistaken, but I'll double check that. I think Boston hosts Game 5 tonight. ESPN 93.5, I'm live at CarX Tire and Auto. I am Stevie J, hardworking man. As we check your weather forecast for today, weather today on ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking pretty good with a high 85, plenty of sunshine. In fact, that's the trend in this forecast. We've got plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a high 88, low 62, up to 90 by Friday, down to 67, 88 on Saturday, and 91 on Sunday. But a chance of rain over the weekend. We're at 62 now, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. I'm Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. I shall recap again my presence here at CarX Tire and Auto on Bradley in Champaign, and what I shall be doing as a hardworking man. Stand by.
Fox Business Network. Target sales improved in the recent quarter, but it was making less money than Wall Street predicted. Target says sales in its home, essentials, and food and beverage categories made up for slower business early in the spring because of cold, wet weather. Home improvement chain Lowe's quarter was disappointing. It's also blaming the weather for weaker than expected sales, though Lowe's is optimistic about its outlook for the year. Consumer Reports says it will retest the Tesla Model 3 after the software update to fix a brake problem. When Consumer Reports reviewed the car, it said its braking took too long. Chief Executive Elon Musk says the issue will be fixed right away. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 178 points yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 15. The S&P lost 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Yeah, as I was taking advice from Judge Jeffrey B. Ford regarding civil lawsuits, I will, of course, be a trainer with a mentor, so I probably won't touch your vehicle, so you're safe. CarX Tire and Auto, 906 West Bradley. Got a letter here from Jim Sherman, Director of Marketing, CarX Tire and Auto. And in it, he says, I shall be a general service technician in training. Could you define that, Jim? Does that pay my going rate of $400 an hour?
Not quite $400 an hour, but we'll see what we can do.
Because that's kind of what I'm trying to get. I haven't got it yet, but I'm still...
We have to see how good you are first.
So how good do you think I'll be?
Well, we've got some good trainers, so we'll see if we see what we can do for you.
I predict I'll be fired by noon.
Well, that's when you're quitting, so...
All right, so you said, how is in your letter, Jim, you said, how is Stevie J with an air gun? And then I had to ask Diane what that was. What is an air gun?
Well, that's the apparatus that takes the tires off. So, yes, you could do Indy Pit Crew by the time you're done.
That would.
Brian, our manager here, has got a good gun for you to take a swing at, so we'll see how that goes.
Folks, you're going to want to watch Facebook Live coming up, because if I get that at air gun, can I hurt anybody with that, Brian? I can't.
Just yourself.
Just myself. Okay, that doesn't reassure me on anything. Just myself. Okay, so we're going to take people through a 31-point courtesy inspection. I don't charge for that.
No, that's part of the.
Can I come out and try and charge for that?
You can try it. I don't, or maybe they want to. You may have to pay them, but
no, I'll do that for $10 each. That's $310 made out to Stevie J.
Right out to you, yeah.
That sounds funky. Okay, CarX Tire and Auto. People can bring it out to Memorial Day weekend. It'll be a lot of people on the road.
This is a busy time for us in CarX locations because people are obviously getting their cars ready for the trips for the weekend, summertime, all that kind of wonderful stuff. So,
how are we doing today, Brian? We booked?
Brian, is there any room for people to come in?
Bring them all in. We'll take them all.
All right.
Fit you all in today.
It's going to be busy.
We have extra help today, so we're ready.
Yeah, he's facetiously laughing about me. Okay, it's a CarX. You're on Neil, you're on University, and here at 906 Bradley where I am.
That's correct. We have three locations here in Champaign, a couple in Danville. We've got 12 in Central Illinois, so we're all over the place.
All right, and you're based in Chicago.
I'm based out of the Chicago office.
Diane, you'll be happy to know Jim Sherman is a Chicago Cubs fan.
Excellent.
I was telling Stevie J that I know I heard earlier in the week you were worried about what you were going to wear under the oil pit, so to speak. And so your Cardinals stuff is just fine for them.
Thanks, Jim. He wanted me to drip oil on that thing. Yeah, I gotcha. Anyway, thanks for having me. We're going to have some fun.
Well, great having you here, and looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I'll be doing some, put it in quotes, work for CarX as we progress. And I'm looking out there at my workplace, and I got, how many bays do I have here?
We have six
or seven bays. And they'll be full later.
Yes, they will.
They'll be full, people doing the oil and the checks and the tires and all these other things. So, yeah, my crew will take a look at you and see what you need and then consult. Now, what's this TV for? Tell people how they can access. That's a big 55-inch Hitachi.
So we put, in honor of you being here, we put boxes in each one of our locations here in Champaign for the drawing. So we later on we'll have you draw a name out of the hat for the win. We've got a Echo. We've got some oil change certificates. We've got some CarX stuff that we can give away today. So lots of good stuff.
Holy moly, and they're all three locations?
All three locations. The boxes were out, and we gathered all those up this morning. We'll get the last minute entries in, and we'll pull them out later on.
Glenn, are you in?
Are you in the drawing?
Yes, I am.
Because you're the only one in the drawing right now.
Well, then I won.
Now, you're going to have three TVs?
Yeah, we'll have three. No, we just have the one.
I was going to say. That's crazy. Okay, so we had a 55-inch, all three locations.
Yep.
So if you pop into CarX and say, how you doing? I just want to register. That's okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the coffee's just for me?
The coffee is just for you, and I brought some sweets. I know that's kind of bad with your current regimen here, but
Sugar Busters.
Yeah, but yeah, we've got all kinds of good stuff here today.
All right, so Glenn's going to win the Hitachi right now because he's the only one in the box. You have till when?
We'll do it till right before you leave.
Okay, noon. This could be the easiest TV you've ever won. Because this isn't, you know, generally in a promotion, we'll pump it for a week. This is a Glenn wins the TV day, I think. So, I mean, because if people come in, they might even see the box. So, Glenn, you need to stand around going, please, over here. And he's going to turn the box upside down. He's hiding the TV. What the heck? What a deal. So come on out and see me if you'd like. I'll pour you a little cup of coffee if you come out. And from Panera, we got some cool stuff, bagels and cream cheese. It's a D1 program out here. Pretty cool. Plus, I'm going to be working till noon here at CarX Tire and Auto at 906 West Bradley. So come on out and see me and register again. Right now, it's Glenn's TV until other people register in the box, and then we'll have a drawing coming up before I leave here, probably on Facebook Live. Okay, we're going to take this break. Come right back. Our quick Sugar Buster Club meeting for those that want to change your life, change the way you look, feel, think. Coming up with Warren Honeycutt, Mr. Tennessee. That'll be just a few moments. We had a very impactful message from one of our Sugar Busters. I want to touch on that. It's ESPN 93.5 Diane. We'll be right back live from CarX Tire and Auto. I'm Stevie J.
The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center opens this weekend. Don't miss the summer fun at 1401 North Broadway in Urbana. Daily admission, $6 before 5 p.m., $4 after 5, and kids 4 and under are free. Splash around and enjoy the zero-depth pool, water slides, and a lap swim pool. Save money by purchasing 5 or 10 visit punch cards. The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is also perfect for parties. Rent the whole aquatic center or just part for an upcoming birthday party, summer celebration, or any other family-friendly event. Make a splash this summer at the Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends. Pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit addies.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's something to come back for.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us. West Main Dental in downtown Urbana and Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign focus on preventative dental care to keep your teeth healthy and strong. They can also help improve your smile with a variety of teeth whitening products. And in the month of May, they have some great specials. Getting married this summer? Have an upcoming event or reunion? Look your best and save this month with teeth whitening products available at West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care. Choose the in-office Zoom whitening for quick in-office results. And right now it's buy one, get one free. Perfect for newlyweds getting ready to tie the knot. West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care also offers a take-home teeth whitening kit, and they'll create custom trays to fit your mouth. Get the take-home teeth whitening kit on sale now for just $99. Or get a $75 to-go kit with disposable trays. Get that bright smile you've been dreaming of at West Main Dental in downtown Urbana and Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign. In Urbana, call 607-1292 or westmaindental.com. And in Champaign, IlliniSmilesDental.com or 356-3335.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter is calling it Spygate. Allegations the FBI infiltrated his campaign. Classified information about an FBI source will be shared with two lawmakers tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes and House Oversight Chair Trey Gowdy will be there, along with
FBI Director Wray, DNI Director Coates, and DOJ official Ed O'Callaghan.
Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says Democrats are being shut out of the meeting. Sanders says Democrats haven't requested the documents.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. found and arrested early this morning a man accused of leading North Carolina State Police on a chase during which Trooper Samuel Bullard died.
It's a tough time. It's a tough time for all of us.
Sergeant Chris Knox says the suspect, Dakota Cape Witt, blew by a driver's license checkpoint. He's now facing charges including murder. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Illini national champion wrestler faces DUI charges. Police said 25-year-old Jesse Delgado of Champaign was found passed out drunk in a vehicle last week. The vehicle was running at the time. After being awakened, he told police officers he had been out drinking the previous night. He wrestled for the Illini from 2011 until 2015. 3 years in prison is a sentence for a Champaign man with several drug-related convictions in his past. 34-year-old Mark Barber pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance. 15 Illinois libraries are set to share more than $700,000 in state grants to help pay for critical remodeling and renovation projects. Several libraries getting money will use the money for new roofs or HVAC systems. Others will use it to help make facilities accessible for people with disabilities. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I was a hard-working man over there where I am today at CarX. See Betsy and Brad Parks. All your janitorial needs are locally owned and operated. They'll deliver, and they're terrific at their service and their products. CMIclean.com.
We've got sunshine, Stevie, a high 85. Should be great weather for you as people line up there at the Bradley location to get their service from such a hard-working man.
Yeah. I think some of the mechanics are actually looking at me going, what are you doing here?
60 our low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, high 88, low 62, 90. As we wrap up the week and get into that Memorial Day holiday weekend, down to 68 in the evening. There's a chance of rain over the weekend, but still high around 90s. So nice. Right now it's 62, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, your hot tip is to register for a 55-inch Hitachi.
Yes.
I didn't even know about this. So there's like no notice. So if you're in the Bradley region and or the university or the Neal Street, they're going to get all the slips.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them over here to noon. And then we'll draw it on Facebook Live for 55-inch TV, and your odds may never be better, if you know what I mean, because people are moving around. They didn't. It takes a week for people to register what they're giving away. It just takes time. So this is one of those off-the-cuff, spontaneous 55-inch television giveaways, and you legit will have a lot of opportunity if you want to come on by and get her done. Just register, and good luck to you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's our buddy, Mr. Tennessee. Finalist Mr. America. Go to Google Image and see Warren Honeycutt to get a treat. My sir, my friend, honorary chair, Warren Honeycutt, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Stevie J. How are you, hardworking man?
Thank you, sir. I am here, Sugar Buster honorary chair Warren Honeycutt on the phone south of Memphis. I'm looking at some of these bays. Pretty sure you could lift these cars. Don't need a bay with Warren. He could hold them like Charles Atlas. And it would be so darned impressive. I'm sure I could lift the lug wrench or whatever that thing's called. Anyway, Warren, it's great chatting with you. You sent me something from James. You want to share that? That is so impactful. Does it not vindicate and encourage you to do more?
Well, it does, Stevie J, and it helps me, you know, after we, you and I and Diane talking about this for 2.5 years, realize that there are people that are actually being affected in a very positive way. And James is a huge cheerleader, and he just sent me, unprovoked or unsolicited, a Facebook message, an open post. Saying how much he appreciated what we do and what we have done in his life personally, and that there's more more than just a ripple effect, that he tells everybody that ask him, what have you done? Because James has lost, I'm guessing, but within a pound or two, it's accurate, over 90 pounds
wow.
in the last year or so. And
that is amazing.
More than that, he credits getting rid of sugar to saving his life and giving him time with his family and himself to enjoy living. He loves basketball. He loves still playing basketball. And he tells a story, and he did this on air a few months ago, two or three, that on February, I think it was 14th in 17, he was in a hospital bed, feet burning with neuropathy, having problems urinating, even going to the bathroom, going blind, and dying. And got away from sugar. He was listening to us one morning and got away from sugar. And that, if that's not a testimony, to give it encouragement to people to do something, I don't know, me standing on top of a rooftop or a mountaintop screaming about the evils of sugar is going to do anything better than that. And it's very inspiring to me to have someone actually say it, because I know typically people just keep that stuff to themselves.
Yeah.
And, not anything malicious about that. That's just the way most people are. They don't feel comfortable getting on the radio and talking and though people are listening and so on, and I get that. But it's very encouraging when someone is that open and honest. So I really appreciate James for doing that, and I appreciate everything he does in regard to what our purpose is and our little segments every Wednesday morning, Stevie J.
Kind of reminds me of the situation in North Korea where we're trying to, denuclearize a rogue nation and meeting with the leader. But we already got three hostages released. Is that even enough? I mean, there is so much positive of three families being reunited with their loved ones. So if we don't denuclearize North Korea, we got three generations that have been changed. So Warren Sugarbusters, if we reach one, and we obviously have reached one, we've changed an entire family line of perhaps health and fitness, and it's remarkable, and we kind of poke fun and have fun about sweets and stuff because it's a fun part of life to have the sweets and treats, but, man, we don't really realize, and I just encourage everybody, and this is very heartfelt, if you don't like how you look, if you don't like how you feel, if you don't like your acute thinking, you just quit sugar for 3 days, that's all I'm asking, and then see what happens. And people, the revelation and the light bulb that goes on with this stuff is stunning. You see it all the time because you're doing it seven days a week, 24/7. I just illuminate it, and in our small way, I get you to be my conduit of good. And you've done such a good job as a rep around the world. And stories like James just kind of make you say, you know what? If we don't get everybody, we got James.
Yeah, and there is some good news. I mean, we always talk about the ill effects of sugar, and there's plenty to talk about there. But there is some good news. Stevie J, New York Times, of all people, just released not long ago and published an article about the decline in soft drinks in America. And it's significant. It was a good-sized study. It was over 12 years and thousands of people. And I'm looking at it right now, but just to make sure I get the stats right, in 2000, when they started this, 12 from 18, can't do my math this morning, whatever that is, adults are down from almost 80% to 61% that drank a soft drink a day, but that's down almost 19%.
Yeah.
And kids are down almost the same amount, not quite, 61% to 50%.
Okay, those are good numbers. Yeah, those are really good numbers. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good stuff, Warren, and you're the man. I really appreciate your leadership on this, and we encourage people to. Sir, what is your name?
Jim.
Jim has just registered, so it's between Glenn and Jim for the 55-inch television at CarX. Now we're at a coin flip, gentlemen.
Can I do this long distance?
Yeah, we're going to put Warren's name in there, and I can carry it all the way down on my back.
There you go.
So Jim heard us and went and registered, and he's got a pretty daggone good chance at a Hitachi 55-inch smart television.
Right.
Take out Glenn's. I got a little boxing match going on. Okay, listen. Thanks, Jim, for dropping by, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Warren, we'll keep the fight. We just encourage people to consider what that means. Just consider looking at the label I wouldn't be this adamant if I didn't know what it would do. And we have a whole bunch of stories we could share from people losing their pot bellies because pot bellies bring you bad knees and bad backs. It's not the back of the knees, it's the pot belly. And we've had people go flat stomached just quitting sugar. My cholesterol dropped 100 points quitting sugar. Come on, man.
It's amazing. It really is amazing what it does and what it does to get away from it.
What I want to just, before we let you go, Warren Honeycutt, Google image Warren Honeycutt for a real treat today to see what a 65-year-old can look like. Come on, man. Listen, congratulations. You're being inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame?
Yes, absolutely.
What?
I am. 23rd of this month in St. Louis, Missouri. Very happy and proud about that.
I didn't know you did martial arts.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my word.
Didn't.
That's a whole segment, Stevie J.
You never shared that, so you can kick the heck out of me now. Not only lift me, but kick the heck out of me. Is it karate? What do you do, taekwondo?
No, full contact karate, Ishinru, and fifth degree black belt.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. You're telling me your arms look like Jack LaLanne and you can kick the crap out of me like Bruce Lee? This is hurting me now. Holy moly, I want to hang with you more. I want to walk down the street with Warren Honeycutt.
DBJ, I was sparring partner with Bill Superfoot Wallace, undefeated PKA champion of the world for 2.5 years. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Still do.
You love being in the ring with the best guy in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I learned a great, great deal of self-discipline and fortitude and focus,
man.
And just attitude for life. And, yeah, he was an incredible person. I just interviewed him for the Get Honeycutt show down in Hollywood, Florida, and just 71 years old and still traveling the world almost every weekend doing seminars teaching the art and the craft.
Hey, man, you're the best. Congratulations on that award. That's fantastic.
Thank you,
and thank you for what you're doing with our Sugar Buster Club, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It's Get Honeycutt. If you want to find him on the website, Get Honeycutt. Warren Honeycutt, our honorary chair of Sugar Busters. If you want to be part of this, you can contact us through our text line, 359-2255. You can comment on anything. Jim just dropped in on Car Exit 906. Wes Bradley heard me and said, heck yeah, I want the TV. I want that. Mm-hmm. Napoleon Dynamite, I want that. So why don't you register and give yourself a chance to get a 55-inch television because the odds of winning something like this will never be better, my friends. Good luck to you. I'm live at CarX Tire and Auto. I'm a hardworking man. I'm going to be working. If you want to come bring your vehicle out here, I promise to not goof anything up because I'm under the directorship of some smart mechanic. And I'll actually be doing a lot of observing and probably not a lot of touching because I don't want to hurt anything. But it's going to be fun because I honestly, I don't want to hurt Russ Gulliford's feelings, but I wasn't excited about cleaning porta potties, okay?
Yeah.
Today I'm going to learn more about cars than I've ever known. I remember one time, this is a confession I've never said on the air before. I remember one time pumping gas at the corner store for Don Ewing and Philo, and somebody came with a Volkswagen and wanted oil, and I didn't know where it was. It wasn't in the front. Volkswagens are in the back. So I was trying to look in the... I looked in the front. I saw a suitcase. I said, where is it? So I'm going to know more about things like this today in my Hardworking Man series.
Stevie,
don't forget. Yeah.
We did get a text in saying, do you have to purchase something to register this TV?
There is no purchase necessary.
Excellent.
You come see Jim Sherman. He's director of marketing. He's kind of a big wig. He's a really cool guy, and he wants you to come see. He just quoted me 4 tires. CarX is going to beat any price you come in. If you get a written quote from anywhere, go to Tire Barn or wherever cheap place. Come in here and get the tire for less. How do you beat that? You show them that and they'll beat it. So Brian told me. Brian, by the way, he's this handy Mr. Do-It-All, one of those kind of guys.
Yeah.
He's the manager here. Oh, I see the batteries out there. What do they do? Ooh. Okay.
We did get another text in saying from Sean from Muhammad saying, you not only saved James, but you saved me too.
Sean the same, huh?
Yeah. So Sugar Buster's making an impact on some lives. Well, high five through the mic, Stevie J.
No, it's Warren Honeycutt. He's the man. But if we can change a life, and again, I reference, it's kind of random, referencing North Korea. You got three hostages back. If nothing else happens, that's big. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You don't have, you don't really feel three, but if they're your guys, you feel it.
Exactly.
So if you've got three Sugar Busters' lives that have been changed so far, we got two, James and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in 359-2255. You want to say, hey, me too. Let's check your sports headlines. ESPN 93.5. You can just take the Cubs and Cardinals and forget about yesterday and focus on today.
Yeah, that's right. Chicago White Sox won 3-2 over Baltimore. That's kind of odd that they were the winners in our neighborhood. Again, Cleveland beat the Cubs yesterday. That was a pounding to our Chicago Cubs. 10-1 was the final. They've got a game starting at 7:05 tonight. You'll hear the action on your home for the Chicago Cubs. That's US 105.9. We also have Kansas City beating St. Louis 5-1. Day game today on ESPN 93.5. A 12:15 start. Let's get your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
Last night as the Cardinals faced Kansas City starter Jason Hamill 0-5. Hamill got the better of Luke Weaver in a 5-1 Kansas City victory. Hamill gave up one run on 9 hits over 7 innings. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 6. He hit a batter. The Cardinals scored their run in the first inning. So Jose Martinez and Marcell Ozuna were credited with a double steal, with Martinez stealing home as Salvador Perez's throw to third base was dropped by Mike Moustakas. But the Royals got a run in the second on a Gordon home run, a run in the fourth. Salvador Perez hit a home run in the sixth, and Greg Holland gave up 2 ninth-inning runs. Kansas City evened the series at a game apiece with a 5-1 victory. Jason Hamill 1-5 over Luke Weaver 3-4. And today the Cardinals send Michael Wacha after his 6th win against right-hander Jacob Junis 5-3. We're on the air at 11:20 from Busch Stadium.
All right, on to the NBA playoff. Boston hosts Cleveland in Game 5 tonight. Houston beat Golden State's Warriors 95-92 yesterday, so that series is tied at 2 apiece. James Harden with 30 points on that game. Tied at 3 apiece, forcing a Game 7 NHL action tonight. Washington is at Tampa Bay. ESPN 93.5. Back to you, Steve.
All right. We are here live. I am just a stone's throw from my friend here down the road at Good Vibes. You awake?
I am awake, and, you know, that's where we have a fleet of old white vans for the company here. We always get serviced at Car X, and they
Well, that's good to hear. Hey, Jim, Director of Marketing Jim Sherman, you don't have headsets. You can say, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
The whole fleet of vans at Good Vibes that he has serviced here.
Awesome. Yeah, you're giving away TVs for granted.
Yeah, you need to give away his TV next time because he's right down the road.
There you go.
We could do that.
He didn't know that. Jim
Sherman,
he's a Cub fan too. He's a darn good guy. So now we've just made a business to business, a B2B introduction here. So Jim has now met Steve, and so we'll get that going. But you can come out and register for this Hitachi. We've got people coming in. You can do that at any of the three locations at CarX to get that done. My friend Steve Suderman, one of our owners and principals at Good Vibes, which is a place to get home theaters and big TVs and all kinds of fun electronic, you know, guy things. What you got
B2B
today?
B2B hookup. We're giving away $100 at Prairie Gardens if you sign up for Dish, but the Dish is pay TV. There's people kind of running away from pay TV because there's other solutions out there, and Dish has one. So we've got we can't give you $100 to sign up for this one, but Dish has got Sling. It's $20 for what they call the Orange plan. It's $25 for what they call the Blue plan. It's true that the guy in charge of Sling at Dish is a U of I grad, so that's why they're the Orange and Blue plans. But
cool.
Yeah, it is, sort of. we've got a new way to do this that, you know, you get an antenna and you can watch local channels that way and, you bring your ESPN through the internet on the dish device. So we can, without a satellite. So this is something new that we've got here. If you haven't been to Good Vibes lately, we got all kinds of new stuff in here. The new Sony OLED, I said it before, it is the best picture I've ever seen. Man. I want one of these so bad. It just, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
What's that? It's $5,000 or something. What is the price?
$37.99. It's at the top of the heap, you know, price wise. But it's a 65. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but it is just the best thing. It's like a perfect diamond, you know. It's.
If I can run down there during the news and see this puppy, how many inches is it?
It's a 65 inch TV. I'll put it through spaces. You'll see the light. It's really something.
And it's 4K? 4K? Is that, of course?
Of course it's 4K. Yeah. It's 4K, it's HDR,
my
it's Dolby
bad.
Vision. It's got every darn buzzword there was in it.
Wow. Okay, what else?
All new speakers from Paradigm. These guys set a new benchmark for how good they sound and for how little they cost. They're beautiful to look at, they're unbelievable to listen to, and they're easy on the wallet. So there's a bunch of stuff in here to see that's all new. So anyway,
go see. And when Steve says the best picture I've ever seen in my life, you and I have lived a little while, so that's a lot of years.
I've seen a lot of televisions.
I was going to say, you've been to all the electronic shows in Vegas, and this is the best. This is really, really cool. And then it makes you say, how much better can the thing get anyway? I mean, really? At some point, it's just as good as it's going to get for the eye to see, I would think.
This is hitting that point when I don't know how it could be better than this. So
Steve Suderman is at Good Vibes. Again, locally owned, operated guys that'll set stuff up. They'll tell you which button to hit on the remote, and they'll be available when you call them. How do they reach you?
Call me up at 351-0909. See us on the web at gvibes.com or stop by 1501 North Prospect, just north of Carrex.
That's exactly right. And by the way, do you have payment plans on that OLED?
We've got 12 months same as cash. I think there's 24 months on that model and some other ones. So,
man.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Let's get it going. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Stevie. Have a good, hard-working
day. You too. Thank you. I'll be working here till noon if you want to come on my break, which I think is every 15 minutes, I heard. I hope. Man. I had a 20-minute break every 15, right? What? I mean, this is hard stuff.
Yeah.
I have to lift the tire.
Yeah.
The tires are 100 pounds or so.
You'll have to take a nap, Stevie.
When? When can I take a nap?
After 12 noon.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can make that. It's like Jay Leno said when he was washing dishes for 12 hours, he looked at the clock and it was 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be different because I'm going to go to school here, and I probably will help this place because I already got some ideas. I got some ideas.
Well,
it'll
be entertaining for the CarX staff, that's for sure.
Boy, I want to push that button, see how high that lift goes. Man, I want to hit that air gun, too. It's going to be really cool. I have no idea what I'm doing here. It's really going to be fun. Hardworking man, I'm live at CarX Tire and Auto. I'm going to be here working on Facebook Live a little bit. You'll hear and see some of the videos that thousands of you have watched and some multiple times laughing at me, which is fine. And it's okay you're not laughing with me. It's definitely at me. Cause I am not skilled. I am not a skilled worker. And I respect the Gary Deuces of the world that actually work.
There you go.
And to get to meet the wonderful people that are in the trenches every day that actually do something, that get things done. And, you know, where would we be without the ace mechanic? I'm telling you, we'd be, the proverbial creek with no paddle thing. Here we go. I'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to break for the news here. Fox News, top of the hour, local news, Jamie Monticelli, live at CarX Tire and Auto, 906 West Bradley. Come on out, register for that Hitachi 55-inch television. We're going to have a drawing noon live on Facebook. Might pull your name. I'm kind of hoping to pull Glenn's name because he's been hanging out getting four tires on that truck. And we got him a good deal, didn't we, Jim?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Best deal in town?
Absolutely.
Because you beat every price.
Absolutely.
Okay. There's the situation here. So I don't know if I can wrangle a better deal because I'm here and Jim's my new friend. So come on in and I'll see what I can get done for you.
There you go.
Yeah. What can we work on that price today, Brian? Yeah. Get that number down for you. come on out, because I'm feeling it now. I'm starting to kind of get into the whole mechanic thing. I still can't get my number, 400 an hour. Nobody has offered me that ever, ever. Okay, we'll break. Be back. ESPN 93.5. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J, live from CarX. I'm Bradley. We'll be right back.
And right now the temperature is at 63. We're up to 85 today with plenty of sunshine. Even warmer tomorrow, high 88 and 90 by Friday. ESPN 93.5. Thanks for taking us along today.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.